Now on to today's program, one of the most infamous bad movies from the 90s, I feel. It's Anaconda. Ooh. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Now, this week, yeah, we know Chris Cavan still isn't here. He's coming, okay?
I think by spooktacular, he'll be haunting the studio yet again.
That's right. But you're still stuck with just us three for a while, talking about the legendary, almost, I'd say, Anaconda from 1997, directed by Luis Llosa. This movie is terrible fun.
It's a lot of, you know, it makes me miss it makes me miss big budget monster movies, because we've all of those have gone to sci-fi.
But you're saying budget. That this is a big budget monster movie?
In air quotes. Wait, I mean, it's right. A major release.
And you're saying sci-fi has big budget monster movies?
No, what I'm saying is those movies have moved to sci-fi, and they all have gotten so winky and so like schlocky.
That it's like what's up? Why even watch it?
I can't watch these fucking Sharknado movies.
That's why I need to watch this kind of movie, where it's trying to be a real movie. It's failing. Like this, like Congo is like that.
This movie, though, and Congo to a lesser extent, this movie knows that it's stupid, though.
Sure.
Congo's like, we're really fucking doing it.
Yeah.
We are doing it with Congo.
Yeah, this is like Jurassic Park with apes.
Yeah, this is more like, we're making a shitty Saturday million-dollar movie kind of a thing. Like, throwback to those, like, bad 50s adventure jungle movies.
And I want more of these movies, to be quite honest. Not, like, direct-to-DVD sequels. I want, like, you know, like, get me, I don't know, Channing Tatum fighting a fucking... You know, I don't know, a giant spider.
Right.
Make it stupid as anything.
Yep. He needs a spider, Adam. I really agree.
You know what I think looks kind of cool? And, like, listen, I'll probably be proven wrong upon its release.
Uh-oh.
But that Kong Skull Island?
Sure.
Did you see the preview?
I did not even see the preview. Because I'm like, Kong Skull Island, come on.
That's what I was too, dude. But I do that thing. You know, you do that thing, you get in the internet wormhole of just watching trailers.
Yeah.
I was doing that, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know the trailer for this was out.
Now, in this one, what is it? Is it a giant skull?
No, it takes place in the 1970s.
Oh, shit.
And this like team of people led by Samuel L. Jackson goes to the island.
Uh-huh. Including one John Goodman.
John Goodman.
What?
Actually, yeah. I think it might be led by John Goodman.
Oh.
I don't remember the trailer too well.
And
but John Goodman's kind of like a shit heel in the movie,
And they're
like.
Stealing cocaine from who?
Yeah,
that's the only reason to go to Skull Island. Is like, there might be monsters, but there's probably a lot of cocaine.
Well, because that's the thing. I don't think that we're making a movie. Like, we're going there for some other reason. I don't really remember what it is.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me jump in. It's cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Cocaine.
But King Kong is enormous in this movie, apparently. Like, his head is bigger than a helicopter, which is different for me in my King Kongs.
Yeah. Now, he's a big guy. But it's like Sam Jackson's like yelling at people. The monster looks cool. Like, I didn't like this dude's Godzilla.
Yeah.
Is it the same gentleman?
It's the same director.
Gareth Edwards.
From Rogue One as well, which looks pretty good.
It might be the producers. I don't think Gareth Edwards directed.
That brought you Big Fucking Monster.
From the guys that brought you Anaconda.
Oh, no way. That's not happening. From the guys who brought you Anaconda. No, that's definitely not happening. No, it's Jordan Vogt Roberts who's the director of it. And that guy did... Oh, this movie called Kings of Summer. But I believe it's the producers of the Godzilla movie.
From the guys that brought you Godzilla. And the 40-year-old virgin comes.
Jesus Christ, that 40-year-old virgin guys?
Yeah,
those guys are still forever.
I think they're still doing that.
Are we still getting mileage out of that?
No, Sausage Party from the guys who brought you This Is the End.
Right. Anybody see that Sausage Party?
Nah, it's all right.
No.
Maybe I'll see you in a couple months.
You know what? I fucking saw a Food Fight already.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
So Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, right, Anaconda.
Is a aspiring director who gets plucked out of film school by none other than Eric Stoltz, and they have sizzling sexual chemistry.
Do
don't they?
They?
Oh no, my not god! At all. It's like, dude, it's like a wet rag fucking a tired sponge.
Now I kind of want to see that. Is that in Sausage Party?
Was that racist? I don't know what you just said.
It's just two wet, floppy things fucking.
It just sounded wrong.
Yeah, no. Well,
it sounded wrong.
This the chemistry is wrong in this movie.
You're so bad.
Oh, that's your new catchphrase for season 7. I like
Please
it.
No.
Yeah, too late.
Sorry, dude. We got like 40-some-odd episodes to go.
If you see me in L.A. this week, kill me.
Hey, Siska. Kablam.
So,
but wait. I gotta stop everything. I'm sorry. Because there's something in this movie that is, it's so criminally wrong when movies do it this way. You're starting with a scroll, and it's a silent scroll.
Yeah.
Where is James Earl? Where is anybody?
Where is a ninja?
Also, like, why?
No, not a ninja scroll.
I do not you. I do not.
That might come to Patreon one day.
Eric, you're so bad.
So I'm like a power glove.
Ew. No, so it's a scroll telling you what a fucking anaconda is. A, like, yes, I knew it was in the 90s before this movie came out. Not a lot of people knew what an anaconda is, but I'm not going to get lost in your giant snake movie, guys.
Oh, as a zoologist, I have to say that the film Anaconda was responsible for really piquing interest about the big old girl. I had so many questions I had to field about anacondas when I gave tours of the snake house.
I got 3 emails that week. That's a lot of emails.
Oh, it was real. It was like Grand Central Station in here.
One was about my overdraft fee.
Oh, that tickled me.
So she's a...
But it's all... It's, no, I'm sorry, but it's also like a... It's the bottom paragraph is facts about anacondas. The top part is like a... From the dawn of civilization,
oh, well, of course,
monsters
from the gods who brought you Loch Ness comes anacondas.
It's just such a useless scroll, and nobody's saying anything, and it really bothers me.
And I don't. I mean, I saw this in theaters. I do not remember that scroll at all.
Yeah, I don't.
You
remember
went
it
to
either.
The theater. For
Absolutely,
I think I did too.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this was a grocery store rental for me. Oh,
it was no. Like this. I think this is an August movie.
Yeah,
this is a hot
summer night.
Exactly.
We went out to the theater together.
Yes, before we 20 years before we knew each other.
Yeah.
So whatever.
So yeah, she's plucked out of film school to make basically like a. You know, National Geographic type thing.
Are documentaries made this way, by the way? Let's get a bunch of people on a boat and just see what the fuck happens?
Yeah, a lot of them. They just don't come out, right?
Yeah, they just everybody gets murdered.
The problem is all these film people are just like, yeah, we're making a movie. And it never actually gets made, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you know, hot air getting blown. Yeah. But, like, yeah, like, you're making nature documentaries like this.
Sure.
Like, you just get down there with a crew.
But with, here's my thing, though. With talent, that the British guy shouldn't be on this boat, I feel.
No.
Oh, Jonathan Hyde from Jumanji. He's the dad from Jumanji.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hello, I'm doing a bad Peter O'Toole impression this entire movie.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is supposed to be, like, a David Attenborough.
Probably.
Surrogate kind of thing. He is dressed quite fancy. In this film.
But also, like, I feel like once talent is involved, it's like, okay, we're going to do the documentary first.
Right.
We're going to go all the way down. We're going to do everything.
Get all the footage.
And then we're going to fly this guy in for 2 days. He's not going to get the boat and sleep on a boat.
No.
Well, I guess it depends upon what kind of dumb nature documentary you're trying to make. If it's a thing where he's just narrating, fine. Yeah. But this dude is in front of the camera. He's a personality. He's like the Crocodile Hunter. Yeah. Can you imagine how boring Crocodile Hunter would have been if Steve Irwin was just like hanging back in front of a green screen?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
You want that motherfucker front and center on this adventure.
So he is, we are looking for a lost tribe of such and such.
Yes.
We're not looking for anacondas. We don't care about anacondas.
It's like, no. The people of the mist.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's some, like, some, you know, abandoned society
and
or something.
And Eric Stoltz is like a producer, but also like a tribe hunter, I guess. Or hunter's probably a bad word.
Eric Stoltz, tribe hunter.
He's an explorer.
Yes.
As it were.
He's got an ascot. And Ice Cube is the cameraman.
Oh, sure.
A good Ice Cube in this movie.
Ice Cube is very memorable in this film.
And then you've got Owen Wilson and Carrie Wuerr as like sound people and production people.
Like, yeah, she's the producer. He's the sound guy. They're fucking.
He's in his haunting, I'm in this movie. I'm going to try and make it memorable sort of before I get murdered. You know he's dead the second you see him.
Oh, sure. Because he's the guy. He's kind of cracking jokes. He's smoking weed at the beginning of the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. Menu for him to be murdered has been set up.
Did he audition for Twister? And I bet you he did.
Sure.
He had to.
Oh, sure.
Like, oh yeah, we're gonna
get in the suck zone, right, everybody? The suck zone. Auditioning for Dusty.
Oh no, I got oh.
Is this like an old farmer you're doing? Oh no, it's
Owen Wilson.
It's supposed to be Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh hey. Because in this movie, he's still got his, like, I'm born in Texas voice.
Yes.
He hasn't quashed that quite
yet.
Hey,
man. You know, whatever that thing is.
whatever the fuck Owen Wilson's doing in this movie.
So they get on a boat, run. Oh, actually, no. The first scene of this movie is Danny Trejo killing himself.
Oh, right.
Which is. Because, like, apparently, like, he's on this, like, boat, and, like, I guess anacondas are after him.
Yeah.
And he just, like. He climbs up to the crow's nest and just blows his own brains out.
Because you would rather that than the terror of being killed by a big snake.
I guess that's the idea.
This is the Steve Sadak story, right? Because you always say you're going to kill yourself in a horror movie at a certain point. And I was watching this morning, and I was like, that's Steve. I can't believe they cast Danny Trejo as Steven Sadak.
That's the only time that would ever be accurate is Danny Trejo could play me is the time he kills himself in a cowardly way.
Well, the height matches up.
And the weight, but not distributed differently.
Right. You know what's one of the biggest history's mysteries for me?
What's that?
How is it that I can scroll like the bowels of Hulu horror or like Netflix pathetic horror section or whatever, and there's like no less than two or three Danny Trejo vehicles flittering about?
Dude, that guy's making
also action, right? The badass trilogy.
Yeah, like all of those like. They shouldn't exist direct to streaming movies.
The schlocky winking, you know it's Danny Trejo, so he's going to act like Danny Trejo.
I don't understand how Danny Trejo's a thing in that way.
I can't believe what's happened to this industry. You know what I mean? Like
the Danny Trejo industry?
Movies, man. Yeah. It's like try and fail on, you know.
And Danny Trejo's not a bad actor. Like he's good in Heat.
Just like setting yourself up to be a shit movie. It's just so annoying.
But I mean, I don't know. The other side of it is like everybody's got to eat. I'm just saying like put Danny Trejo in shit that's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Like Danny Trejo, while great, is not a dude who should be starring in his own vehicles.
I mean, like, you know, the fun Robert Rodriguez thing, that's like, they're just buddies, and they're just going to do that anyway. But, like, he doesn't need to be, like, I don't need a sub-machete. You know what I mean? Like, machete's as low as it gets.
That's what I'm talking about, the sub-machetes. Why are we making sub-machetes?
So he kills himself.
Oh, he's dead instantly. Which is, you know what's actually admirable? And I think it's because the cast is literally so small. Danny Trejo, for his 130 seconds on screen, he makes those opening credits.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Danny Trejo's not the final credit.
I haven't seen this since the 90s, and I was like, oh, wow. Oh, all right. Let's see what this
Danny
is.
Danny Trejo's in this movie. I totally forgot.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I totally forgot, too.
Well, he's kind of like the Drew Barrymore of this movie a little bit, right?
Right. He gets the call, and it's like the snake is coming from inside the boat.
My boyfriend's going to be here any second, and he's big, and he's strong, and plays football, and he's going to kick your ass. What do you want from me? Oh, no, my popcorn's burning. Oh, shit, man. Tortuga, burn the popcorn.
Oh, man.
Oh, Trejo. Yeah, so he's dead. That's like the start. That's our post-scroll. Also in this movie, do you guys notice this? Right when it's like title card, Anaconda, and it like goes like it fades into like a shot of the river and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There is a dead body just like in the corner of the frame. There's like a dead guy hanging out.
Sure.
Wait, weird. What? No, I don't think I saw that. Is this like one of those rumors like in The Wizard of Oz? They were like, hey, a little person hung himself in the background.
And they kept filming for some reason. No, we can't get this shot. Keep it rolling.
It's not that. It's just like, because it's like a sign, like early on, like, oh, the snake's about. Kind of thing. There's just a dead body, and the camera like instantly moves away from it. Wow. It doesn't pay attention to it at all. It's like a blink and you miss it.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo, John Voight, who we'll get to, and Mateo, who is the boat driver in this movie.
Right. Also known as a captain.
Okay. A boat driver.
He's a boat driver.
Mateo, I'm your boat driver.
So he's Uber for boats.
Boober.
That's terrible. I like it. We got to start Boober, dude. There's plenty of dockside communities we can service.
Copyright, We Hate Movies, Boober.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not pornography? Dude, oh, that's
we're
going to
set up shop in Venice and kill those what are those guys with the sticks?
The Knights Templar?
Them, too. But I meant the boats.
Oh, the gondola guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to take those over with Boober once Boober starts hitting the canals.
Well, it's not the Knights Templar because I was thinking of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, who I just think are just rotten in Venice. They just get not bump into the Knights Templar.
I guarantee
Templar.
You that they are there.
So they're all part of an anaconda hunting team or a snake hunting team. And basically, John Voight, after Danny Trejo's tragic death, plans a long con, which makes no sense.
Not in the slightest.
Because, I mean, this is like revealed later in the movie, but who cares? Is that basically he's going to pretend that his boat broke down. Mateo is going to pretend he doesn't know him, let John Voight on this boat, and then he's going to, now they've got a crew of snake hunters against their will. Like, just hijack a boat or buy a boat. I don't know, man. How expensive could that boat be?
The presumption that these people are going to help you. Like, yeah, it's as if Robert Shaw kidnapped Richard Dreyfuss yes. and made him go hunt that shark with him.
No.
Like, what are you talking about? Just steal a boat.
And then you guys go hunt a fucking snake. I don't need, don't bring Owen Wilson and Jennifer Lopez on this adventure.
Certainly not. Neither of them are going to be helpful.
So Jennifer Lopez and Eric Stoltz have no chemistry, but are engaged in a sexual relationship.
Oh, I thought you were about to say they were engaged to be married, and I was like, where did I miss that detail from?
No, they're just fucking around.
Yeah. So Eric Stoltz stars in Out of His League.
Jennifer Lopez, actually, this is like probably one of her first vehicles aside from Selena, and I don't know which one came out first. But
the Selena.
Selena did. I think this was either the same year or the previous year from Out of Sight, which was like the big thing.
Right. I think Jennifer Lopez is a pretty good actress. She's never been a great actress, and she's never grown.
I never saw Angel Eyes.
Oh. I saw Angel Eyes in the theaters.
You fall asleep and die. Because it's the most boring movie that ever happened. Yeah.
It sucks so hard. I don't even know if it's an episode. That movie's just terrible.
Me and my brother watched that movie once because we thought it was about ghosts. And we kept expecting ghosts to show up.
That's why I went. Yeah. Really? That poster looked like there was a ghost
town. Turned out the theater was a ghost town.
But I think she's like people. I guess she's got a rep as being a bad actress, which is not accurate to me. Like
she's really good in Out of Sight.
She's great in Out of Sight.
Confirmed from the Tribune, that was 1998. She's not good in Money Train, but I mean that movie's that's not really much of a role.
I don't think she's great. I don't know.
I
think she's just a good actress.
I don't think she's got a great screen presence.
Okay,
that's just fair.
That's fair.
I liked her doing voice work in Ants.
Oh right,
is that the Woody Allen one?
Yeah.
It's me and Sylvester Stallone were ants.
Oh, we're just ants in this movie. Isn't it crazy? My ants got glasses.
Of course it does.
Whatever.
So at least you're not a bee.
Oh, no.
I've been turned into a bee, a Jerry Seinfeld bee.
You know what's crazy in this movie?
These ants?
Man, ants versus bee movies.
Yes. Yeah, I like that needs to happen.
Sure. Let's make it work. There's a really... The effects in this movie are terrible.
Yes.
But not just like the snake effects. There's a moment earlier on in the movie where it's like, oh, things might be getting dangerous. It's like, so they pick up John Voight, right?
We got
John Voight.
Oh, no, my bow broke down. It's me, John Voight, in his movie.
No, ho, ho, I'm playing a Peruvian
or whatever, or a Panamanian or something. It's horseshit, and this accent should go to jail.
Oh,
if anyone should be jailed for an accent, it's John Voight.
It is insane. It does sound more like Cajun, I guess, yeah. But like, what are we doing?
Everybody's talking at me. Going to jail for doing a bad accent.
It's so awful. He's got a ponytail.
The greasiest ponytail.
I kind of like that.
It's a grease tail.
He's got like a perma scowl on his face. He's just like,
and he's got a bad fake scar.
It's like he found Al Pacino's Tony Montana character in the garbage. It's
right after it had a stroke.
Dust it off. It's all right. It's good. It's still good. It's still good. Let's could use this.
Exactly. 20 years later, a snake movie. Got it.
The effects, though, I wanted to point this out because there's another thing I'll mention later that it confounds me how they made this mistake. But earlier, so he gets on the boat and it's like, oh, is John Voight a bad guy or not? How's the movie going to tell us? There's a moment where lightning flashes, like right after. It is the worst looking lightning. Dude, there was more believable lightning in Todd Browning's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
1931 mm-hmm. Better lightning than this movie. Oh, it's shit. This movie looks like fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, my bum broke down, and Boober isn't invented yet. I gotta get across the river.
Sure wish I could pay for a Boober. I pay for it with some gumbo I made.
Oh, you hear that? The Knights Templar shut down Boober?
They got booba pushed right out of Venice.
We lost everyone for this episode. The rest of it's just for us.
No, we didn't. Someone's making a boober t-shirt right now, FYI.
So please don't.
I know the accent's terrible, but this is life.
Please submit to the Patreon. He's like, oh, I just need to get across the road. And Axel's like, sure, buddy. Come on in. Huh, come on. Yeah, sure.
Just what a fucking idiot. And he's like, well, guys, I mean, how do you we got this guy here. I think he lives in the jungle. I mean, how are we going to find this lost tribe without him at this point?
And Ice Cube is like, yo, you know we can get Michael J. Fox to replace him, right?
Yo, that happened once before. It could happen again. Can you imagine if he got dumped from Anaconda?
Man, could you imagine Michael J. Fox making out with J-Lo?
Oh, my God. How many stool would you need?
Yeah, a couple apple crates. Are we stranded downriver right now?
They're about to be stranded downriver, so it's like we're going on this adventure. Eric Stiltz is convinced that this dude is going to like help him find this tribe, and it's going to be like, we're all going to make millions, guys. It's going to be great.
And pretty soon, the propeller jams up, and Eric Stoltz is like, well, I got it. And he jumps into the river, and some sort of a moth goes in his
like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It is a like a wasp, they say. Poisonous wasp.
So he,
wasp.
Like, swallows it?
This is why you would never get me to the jungle, by the way. You want to talk about Danny Trejo killing himself in this movie? Yeah. That would be like, hey, Steve, you have to go to the jungle. Kablam. Because it's gross and everything. There's all sorts of bugs.
Oh, the bugs. Yeah. The bugs. I couldn't do it. But this bug, this hornet or wasp or whatever it is, this poisonous wasp, was in his like scuba gear.
Poisonous wasp. I just think of somewhere. Hey, Muffy, we're going to go down to the jungle, Muffy.
Oh, poisonous wasp, babe. I'm going to put some strychnine in his cocktail. I'm a poisonous wasp.
This is like the worst Batman villain of all time. I'm the poisonous wasp, Batman.
I was going to say it's a forgettable SCTV sketch.
Yes. Same diff. Season 3 Gotham. Eric Stoltz as the poisonous wasp.
Oh, hey guys, I'm the poisonous wasp. Buzz.
Hey, Bruce Wayne, are you grown up yet? Okay, though. No one will still keep watching this show, but it'll come back.
Isn't it weird that it's like all these villains and there's no Batman?
Yeah.
Like, what is even going on?
Like, how have Gotham they not PD? Taken over the town?
Who watch? I mean, like, I know a lot of people and I never hear anyone say, you know, it's a good show, Gotham.
I've never heard it. I've never heard it once. I watched the first 3 episodes. I fucking promptly tuned out after 2.5.
smart move.
I don't know. I think our colleague Chris Cabin watched the first season. He said he said it was shitty. Speaking of shitty, Anaconda. So he's scuba diving to untie this boat, and he does, and then starts like fidgeting and freaking out, and they pull him up. And you, as the movie watcher, have no idea what's happening right now, because he's not getting attacked by an anaconda. And it's like, that's what I rented this for.
So that's what I'm in the theater for.
He just starts
in the air conditioning.
Well, yeah, of course. He just starts like convulsing. And they get him up, and it's like, oh, what's in his mouth? And it's like this wasp. And Mateo or somebody's like, oh, that wasp is poisonous.
Mateo's like, yeah, I don't know where that wasp came from, but I'm pretty sure it's poisonous.
And so then
you're like, oh, Mateo.
Oh, Mateo, shame on you. But then for the rest of this movie, for the most part, Eric Stoltz has taken a nap. John Voight does like the emergency tracheotomy.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is disturbing.
Listen, there's like a medical emergency happening, but you're letting like the wackadoo you picked up on a fucking shipwrecked boat do throat surgery? No. Yeah, okay.
What movie was that? The Heat or something where someone does the emergency tracheotomy and it goes horribly wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Just starts bleeding.
Oh, in gosh. Heat that happens? I was
referring to the Sandra Bullock film.
Oh, The Heat.
Oh, I saw that movie, but I don't remember that.
I don't remember. It's in something, though.
What, just but, blood starts shooting
exactly,
everywhere?
Exactly, because I can't imagine that ever going well.
No, of course. That you know what? Just let me die. Don't just start grabbing at my throat to make something happen.
Don't start stabbing me while I'm dying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, oh, he's having a problem. I want Joe Schlub cutting me open with a pen.
That guy with that mysterious, shitty accent.
Oh, get out of the way, people. I saw a lot of episodes of Dr. House.
Yeah, no thanks. But they do that. They stick a straw in his throat, and he takes a nap for the rest of this movie.
It's amazing the check he must have got for this movie, because everyone's like, hey, Eric Stoltz, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening outside of your cabin. You okay?
Just to let you, just checking in, we're having a crazy time with that drifter you picked up. You're still breathing? Okay, great. Back to the movie now. Bye.
You want me to change your videos? Put some on some different videos for you.
We brought the entire series of MASH on VHS. That ought to keep you busy. So, yeah, it's just, I guess, I don't know. It's slowly just like John Voight takes over the boat, pretty much.
One thing that's really important, my favorite scene in the movie, because, like, they have to get to the Anaconda. The Anaconda's just not in the jungle. It's in a secret part of the jungle that no one could ever find except for John Voight. Because he's a genius. But they keep cutting back to the Anaconda, just kind of waiting for them. And one of the times, he's exciting himself by killing a puma.
Oh, dude, this puma murder.
And the puma's like, what the fuck? The puma is more surprised than any cat has ever been.
This poor puma puppet. I just can't. This thing's getting strangled. And this already in this movie, you see the magical dance, the tete-a-tete between the Anaconda puppet and the Anaconda computer animation. Boy, we are vying for which looks shittier in this movie.
I kind of like the puppet a lot. The puppet's like, hey, how's it going?
The puppet's great. The puppet's real. It's tangible. He's saying hi. He's poking his nose through doors. This computer thing
is terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's not there, man.
Oh, it is not there. Like Sega 16 looking fucking snake.
A Sega CD, you mean?
What was that little red console? Like really early Sega.
Oh, just regular Sega.
Was it just Sega?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord, okay. It's like that bad.
What if someone comes to you and says, deep in the jungle, there is an animal that looks like it's out of a video game. Looks like it's from Sega.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You'd want to go find it.
Sure.
That's why you'd want to find it, right?
Just because
maybe this anaconda is special because of that.
Oh, that could be. It looks like a shitty video.
I know an anaconda out there that has such low-rent graphics. You'd barely believe it's alive, mon frere.
You got to really stare at that thing before you realize, oh, mon ami, it is indeed an anaconda. You're right? Like, oh, is that a mudslide? No.
Unless he's a puppet, and then it kind of looks adorable.
That anaconda is just like it. Fucking blasts its head through a door, and it's like, well, hey, everybody, how's it going? What's everybody doing in this movie? I'm the anaconda. I'm the titular anaconda.
I'm Annie the anaconda. Hi.
And then meanwhile, like, Ice Cube's axing it, and he's like, hey, take it easy. Annie anaconda didn't want to bring this on himself.
Did somebody have trouble spelling something? Oh, no.
I'm getting shot in the face by Jennifer Lopez.
It'd be a better movie. It just talked for some reason.
That, yeah.
Like,
you're,
you know,
definitely going downriver to find a fucking talking snake.
A talking snake that looks like a video game?
Oh, yeah.
back to Doritos, man.
So at this point, like, so Eric Stoltz goes down. They're like, oh, what are we going to do? And John Voight's like, I have a shortcut you could take. It goes through Anaconda Country, though. And you're like, yeah, I know what you're doing.
There's like a totem
pole. Pink shirted fuck.
There's a totem pole with snakes on it and shit. And there's like this obviously clearly man-made and it took a while wall like built up to not go down this river.
Yes.
It's like, we just need to blow it up and we get him to the hospital.
It's like, oh, so much quicker than the other way.
You'll be eating pancakes in no time. And it's like with the promise of pancakes, they go to... I don't think pancakes are mentioned, but I just imagine.
No, but it's just that idea of like, we'll be back to civilization. Yeah.
My favorite part is that they go to this wall and they're like, oh, how are we going to... Oh, great. Great job, John Voight. How are we going to get past this wall? And then like, he's like, I have an idea. And he pulls out... dynamite, and Owen Wilson has my favorite dumbest line in the movie.
Yes.
Is that real dynamite? It's like, that's as dumb don't as, hey, is that thing loaded?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is that real dynamite?
Don't let the Acme brand fool you, my friend. I bought it from a coyote.
I get a Roadrunner. I get an anaconda. I get a promiscuous bunny rabbit. I took a rapey skunk.
He kept telling me that this duck I saw would tell me not duck season. It was duck season.
Oh no, I ran past a wet white fence and the white streak got on my back and this squirrel tried, this skunk tried to rape me for an episode.
But then I was the water boy for the monsters. They were playing the basketball.
I was back in the forest and I accidentally shot a mildly retarded hunter in the face.
Oh man, this is the guy that brought down Elmer Fudd.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, dude, took him right the fuck down. He stuffed him too.
I have to go hide in the jungle. Hunting me for the murder of one Elmer Fudd.
I'm gonna use this ridiculous accent so no one can ever find out my real identity. Cause it don't make no sense.
Am I from Paraguay? Am I from France? We will never know.
Nobody knows. Wherever the fuck Jean Voight's from? Hey, isn't it weird that Angelina Jolie is so good looking and I'm so ugly? Isn't that a strange thing?
Is this Jean Voight's stand up? I could go for that.
What's the deal with that time I was in Tomb Raider with her? It was like we were repairing our relationship, but now she still don't want to see me no more.
Isn't it weird I kind of look like Mickey Rooney in that Twilight Zone episode where he becomes real big?
I mean, he kind of does.
Oh, yeah. This guy's a nightmare.
So he blows up
this thing. Now, here's a question I have. Again, just like the laziness of making this movie. And forgive me, I have almost no knowledge outside of Looney Tunes.
We've noticed.
About dynamite, specifically. Oh, okay. So Owen Wilson decides he's going to help John Voight. John Voight, like, sells him on this whole thing. He's like, hey, man. Millions of dollars if you help me get this snake on film.
Because, like, yeah, as this is going along, like, Owen Wilson is just like, I guess I'll be in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, well, I'm either the guy that gets killed because I'm not in on it, or I'm the guy that gets killed because I'm in on it. I'd rather be in on it.
Yeah, it's more fun for me to take a villainous turn in this movie.
Sure.
So he's helping him out, but I'm noticing, like, they're in the water and they're walking up to this wall and whatnot to blow it. Owen Wilson totally submerges the dynamite in
dunks
water.
It pretty good, yeah.
And I was like, well, is that going to work now? Like, can you get dynamite wet?
But I feel like there's probably some dynamite you can get wet, and John Voight, being a river rat, probably has the wet dynamite.
Oh, you can get it wet, mon ami.
I call a boober, they sell me wet dynamite.
That's not all that got wet.
Oh, Lord.
So, boober is the dumbest joke we've ever made. Just want to be really
it
clear
is,
about
it. It is not.
Yep.
No,
I don't know. A lot of jokes over the years. Yeah. And so far, I'll tell you this is the dumbest joke of season 7. Second episode in. Great track record.
John Voight is starting a mutiny. Like, he gets Owen Wilson's favor because he saves his life. Him and Carrie were they're stopped for a minute. They're trying to refuel or something. And he's like, hey, you know what would be awesome? You know what would be awesome? Let's have sex in this really gross jungle where there's fucking parasites and leeches all over the place. the only thing you're doing in the jungle at best is dry humping. I'm wearing all of the clothes.
Dude, listen, in the jungle, the mosquitoes should be the only one doing the sucking.
Exactly. Okay?
Oh, boy.
It's disgusting. Why on earth would you engage in sexual intercourse in the jungle like this? You have no idea where you are. It's the middle of the night. You leave.
Eric Stoltz is dying 20 minutes away.
What if one of those hornets came out and got your dick?
Yeah.
Or, like, bit you on the ass?
Well,
or
they
something?
Even tell. John Voight tells the story. Like, oh, there's a thousand ways you could die in the jungle.
It's also
this-
the name of. Of a book I'm publishing later.
But like Eric Stoltz has his cab and he's just sleeping in. Just, you know, he's like passed out, just fucking there.
Yes.
Fuck get, next to him.
Exactly get the mosquito right. tent out and let's get down to business. That's the only way I'm doing it.
The old first year in college rude roommate situation. Hey, Dave, you asleep? Dave, 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 it's good. Let's go.
Or, you know, you're in the jungle, full body condoms, like in that Naked Gun sequence. Just head to toe in rubber.
The audience can't tell, but I'm nodding my head furiously right now because yes. that sounds about right to me.
Yep. Yep.
So, like, it's amazing because he's like, oh, yeah, this fucking's going pretty well. I'm going to get laid soon. Hey, what's that noise? Oh, no, a huge pig. There's, like, this massive warthog that's, like, running at them. And John Voight jumps in and murders this
He fucking
thing.
Kills Pumbaa right there, man.
Oh, man, Hakuna Matata.
Oh, you did it. You beat Boomer with Hakuna Matata.
Oh, wow, John Voight. You took out that boar from the movie sort of like they took out my scenes in Rushmore.
They had all sorts of plans for that boar.
I didn't see it coming.
I wrote the darn movie.
Fucking excised from his own movie, man.
You think Wes Anderson's ever seen this movie? Anaconda?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. He saw Anaconda. He thinks it's great too.
Yeah, it was okay. It's a little brown for my tastes.
There is a gross filter on this movie.
Yeah, it's very brown. So he saves his life. He blows his warthog's brains out. And at this point, like, Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube keep doing the same thing when they keep giving each other looks like, oh, man, this guy sucks.
What? My idiot boyfriend picked this guy up. This is embarrassing.
So they blow the thing. They go past it. They're on the river. At this point, so Carrie Wuerr is Owen Wilson's girlfriend. Owen Wilson has already pledged allegiance to the dark hand of John Voight. And everyone's like, oh, that's kind of, you know, there's this weird split faction. And John Voight's like, we're on the way to save your boyfriend. We're going to get a snake. We're going to be millionaires. And it's like, okay. And like, he's like, he shoots a monkey in the head. And like, Carrie Wuerr is like, ew. And I'm like, no. If you see a monkey get shot in the head, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm trying to remember. I just watched this last night. But what is the circumstance in which he's murdering this monkey?
Well, for bait. You need bait for an anaconda.
Oh, right. What the fuck with that boar you just shot? What's wrong with that?
I think maybe they're eating that.
Oh.
That's good eats, right? Mm-hmm.
Guess so, but that means they're like pulling over again to make like a fire.
You got to, yes,
to cook it.
And then sure. Meanwhile, like Eric Stoltz, like, I don't want to be a nag here, but I'm dead.
I'm in this lazily written coma.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mean to be a dick, but maybe we could move along a little bit. So he kills his monkey, and then at this point, it becomes very clear that John Voight is evil and that Owen Wilson has aligned himself. He even pulls out a gun. Owen Wilson pulls a gun on the rest of the crew. He's like, sorry, man. I don't know. It's kind of it. He's also wearing a Good Day Mate t-shirt this entire movie, which really sucks.
Well, he gets totally in the idea. I guess one of the reasons he, quote-unquote, turns to the dark side is like... He's like, well, the documentary's over. We might as well make another movie of, you know, just film this guy taking out that snake.
It's a different kind of movie.
Yes. It's,
can sell it to YouTube, I guess.
Well, it's like that. It's totally unfounded, like snake plus footage fortune.
Yeah, the sure. money.
Yeah, it's like speaking of fucking Skull Island, it's like a shittier planned King Kong. I heard this giant fucking snakes here. Let's bring it back to... It's either going to go on a road show or scientists are going to study it and kill it. Like, one or the other.
Yeah, and you know who's going to be able to do it is this guy that's like Jake the Snake when he had all the drugs. before he started doing yoga and got clean, that Jake the Snake is going to catch this thing.
And doing stand-up comedy, by the way.
Is Jake the Snake doing stand-up comedy?
He's doing stand-up.
Oh, I don't really? I don't even know who Jake the Snake is.
Jake the Snake Roberts, the wrestler, dude. He came out with a big old snake on his arm, had a horrible drug problem that crippled most of his life.
Sounds great.
He did that documentary. It was Behind the Mat or Under... What's it?
Was he on Beyond the Mat?
Beyond the Mat. Yeah, because that's the one where it's famously they're doing an interview and they cut to black and they're like, during this time, Jake the Snake is doing crack cocaine.
Oh, right.
It's like him just talking like about wrestling and it's like, cut to black, he did more cocaine. Cut to black, he's doing more cocaine.
There's another doc, though, about him getting his life on track, through yoga and whatever. But oh, no, the only reason is we were, again, and by the way, Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. We were getting a call from this dude on Twitter who was saying that we'd love you to come to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a great city. Here's some clubs you could go to. And he sent this thing. He or she, I don't remember. Sent this thing that was like, by the way, if he can play here, you guys got to come to Pittsburgh. And it's fucking Jake the Snake playing a comedy club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gotta.
What's the deal with leg drops anymore?
We got to get on that bill with Jake the Snake. We got to go on tour with him.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. Well, our fat ass is doing yoga with him now, though. See, the problem is he turned his life around already. We're not there yet.
Yeah, let's see how this Patreon shakes out.
You guys are a bad influence on me.
You guys got Jake the Snake off the wagon.
Oh, that would be a bad rep for us. Totally. That'd be a bad luck for We Hate Movies. Basically, what's going on? We're going down the river now. Everybody knows that he's evil.
They blew the snake barge, and snakes rained upon us.
Leads to my favorite John Voight line of all time.
Is that right?
Where all these snakes are on, like, they're babies. They're just babies. Come on, babies, go back to your mother. And there's like these enormous snakes, and he's just like shooing them away.
What is this dude's affair?
He says, "Go on, babies, back to your mother," at least two times. I'll be honest.
What is his deal with snakes? Like, what is this guy?
I don't know.
He's just like, snakes.
Do you think it's like a Troy McClure thing, but with snakes?
Oh, yep. That could be.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I bet he probably puts like a little helmet on them and shoves them up somewhere. So, now you cannot bite me, snake. More you struggle, the more I have pleasure.
God almighty.
You know it's happened.
I do know it's happened.
Let's start that rumor for John Voight. If Richard Gere rumor could persist.
The hamster.
Let's start John Voight with snakes. So they come across Danny Trejo's haunted boat, right?
Oh, right.
This is where Mateo gets it.
His ghosts hanging out.
I'm a ghost pirate now. Hi, everybody.
You're just a baby ghost. Go get back to your god.
Come on, get out of here, baby ghost. Get out. We're forgetting, though, in this hilarious thing about all the babies on the boat.
All of my babies.
The dad from Jumanji is like, what's going on out here? And like this little baby snake gets on his fucking finger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so small, but so deadly. And like John Voight is looking at this thing with like fuck eyes. And this dude is like, get this monster off my finger. And he's like, oh, look at it. Yeah, it's just a little baby. Oh, it packs a big bite. And he like peels this little snake puppet off this actor's
finger.
It's
adorable, I'll be honest with you.
It looks pretty cute. It's like those tiny dinosaurs at the beginning of The Lost World.
Yes, exactly.
You just want to take one of them little cuddly little things home? Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So Danny Trejo's a haunted boat where he committed suicide. Now he's like a ring ghost on the boat. A better movie.
Dude, if Danny Trejo crawled out of the boat's radio and started chasing them.
It sounds accurate, right?
As far as, you know, what you could come out of a boat to if you were a ring ghost. Yeah.
You know, they can maybe communicate with the other side to get like the forces of the dead to battle snakes for them.
Yeah, dude, a little white noise situation. Yeah. See what's going on there.
Ghost v. Anaconda. I feel like ghosts have the edge.
I would love to see ghosts take a big snake.
Jesus Christ, how the fuck do we not have a full-time job at the Sci-Fi Channel?
That's it. Right? We just wrote a whole movie.
Ghosts versus snakes. Everyone would watch. You would not like if you saw that, like, let's say you walked by a poster of a ghost wrestling slash riding a giant snake, you're watching that movie.
Dude, there are so many ironic college freshmen out there that would watch that movie. Are you kidding me?
And then you get the guy who played Scott from 90210, because Steve's already busy. I think Brian Austin Green's done one, too.
I think it's like we're Luke trying to have them all in there.
Luke Perry has too much dignity, so he won't do that. Which is weird to say, but it's true.
Never thought I'd say that about Luke Perry. No, he's great.
He's great. So they on this boat, the only thing like
John Voight hides a newspaper clipping.
Oh, it's remember a that? It was back in the better days. Like Danny Trejo was so proud of it. It's kind of cute. It's really sweet. It's like him, Mateo, Danny Trejo, like in better days.
It's like the Amazon River community newsletter, like. These three guys caught the biggest snake out in the jungle this week, and they're like, look how big, and everyone's smiling for the picture.
Oh, that was going to go, like, Danny Trejo, he's going to get one more snake, he's going to open a bar, that was going to go right above the bar, like Sam Malone's old, like, Red Sox material.
Oh, all his old baseball, his pitching paraphernalia?
It's called Slithers. Danny Trejo's bar called Slithers.
Oh, I like it. Welcome to Slithers. The bathroom is not clean.
Well, I mean, also, I guess you can't really have a bar that is not a place of prostitution if you're calling it Slithers. But I think you're okay.
No, you can get away with Slithers. Listen,
you got to be really clear about it.
You can't name a wholesome bar the Titty Twister without prostitution happening.
Yeah, yes, no, absolutely not.
We want to talk about, you know, bars that Danny Trejo can haunt.
But Slithers, by the way, you get Venom shots. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a place you could make.
Dude, you could even, for fans of Parks and Rec, you could make the snake juice. You could, the nice reference there.
There's an alternate name. I don't know if it would work. To Scale.
I like it. I like that.
Yeah, it's more conceptual.
That's if Danny Trejo opened like a 3 Michelin star restaurant.
Yes, yes, with like beautiful snake dishes.
Oh, exactly, dude. Total all sorts of weird experimental snake dishes.
Sort of like the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom menu.
Oh yeah, you're getting some snake brains, dude. Yeah,
monkey brains. Yeah. Well, that's just bait for our snake dishes. We use monkey brains to lure snakes.
Yeah, you know, you're eating our bait, actually. Man, that monkey gets fucking assassinated in this movie.
All snakes are responsibly sourced by using monkeys as bait in the Amazon jungle. That's on the menu. Yeah. It's nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can see it now. To Scale.
He killed himself like a coward. You
could have two successful businesses.
Yeah, a nice bar. You could take a boober from Slithers to Scale, because they'd both be on the river for sure.
Oh, they have to be on the water, without question. These are waterfront establishments.
Oh, dude, to Scale, you could pick your snake. Uh-oh. It's in an aquarium.
It's before you get seated at
fresh.
The table?
Yeah. They just pulled it out of the water this morning.
Oh, man. All awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Except then there's really nothing that is discovered on this boat except crate?
The crate has a bunch of snake traps in it, I believe, and like snake hunting gear that he gets.
Oh, right. Why everybody knows that the Voight's mission is to hunt the snake, but he's being coy about what's in this thing. Like, just be like, hey, it's a bunch of gear to hunt the snake.
Yeah, I don't know. So him, Mateo, and Danny and Ice Cube go, and Ice Cube helps him with this crate for no. Ice Cube's not helping anybody with anything.
Yeah, no, he's in it for
directly
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Exactly right. Ice Cube's character is great in this movie. Could have been flushed out a little more.
Yeah, I want
like
a little
98%
more
of the rest of the stuff in this movie.
So he moves. They on their way back, Mateo gets killed by the anaconda.
Oh,
I think this is the first time.
It's
the first like, human
death.
Kill.
Yes.
Yes.
And of course, it's Mateo, by the way.
It's snake, a computer snake. The way you get killed by an anaconda is a computer snake wraps around you, then a puppet snake's on you.
Yes.
And then you'll see a puppet snake's face go, and then like it kind of computer eats you for a while.
Now, I don't know if this is true, but on the Tribune, they're reporting that the CGI in this movie for the snake cost $100,000 per second of screen time.
What?
Man, those nerds really just took everyone to the cleaners.
Yeah. Like that's insane.
It's all computer magic to everyone else. So they're just like, man, millions of dollars, please.
Yeah, like don't tell me that this was the best you could do.
No, it's definitely not the best you could do.
Live entertainment. Don't tell me that live entertainment.
This is like, we got to, oh shit, that movie's coming out. We got a weekend to do it. We got a weekend for all the effects. Okay.
Oh fuck, we forgot about that snake movie.
Yeah,
it's that we charged them $100,000 a second
for. Yeah, we've been working on it for a year. Yeah. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars. That sounds right.
It just looks like shit, man. So now, Mateo's done.
And like Jennifer Lopez, again, like it doesn't make sense. She's like, oh, we need to find Mateo. What's going to happen with Mateo? We have to stay here overnight. I think Mateo is going to come back. And I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about?
She rapidly loses her mind in this movie.
I don't get her character.
This is like John Voight. This is where he gives the big monologue about like we're going to be rich, and this is where Owen Wilson turns.
Okay,
and
makes the whole thing. Everybody knows that now there's a coup on the boat.
There's a coup on the boat, and this giant anaconda is after them.
Yes,
and there's a hilarious cut to like the aftermath of the argument that everybody's had, and everybody's kind of just like hanging out on the boat. Carrie Wuer is like. Made it clear she's very upset with Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like Owen Wilson, there's a shot of him like walking, holding a rifle, like playing security, like playing boat security. It's just like someone should have just taken him out immediately.
I mean, Ice Cube versus Owen Wilson with a gun, Ice Cube wins.
Every time.
Only one of those people could play Triple X, and Ice Cube happened to be that guy.
Oh, wow. Triple X, man. Those movies are terrible.
Dude, they're making a new one.
I saw the trailer.
Dude, Vin is back, man. Vin is back, baby.
Dude, Vin Diesel riding a motorcycle underwater.
I think it's like a Triple X team is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the way these things work. When we're out of ideas for like the one character to do something,
yeah,
we're going to have a big stupid team.
And also, you can only afford the one guy for like a day and a half.
The return of Xander Cage and three other people you haven't met yet. Three people from sci-fi movies you probably haven't watched.
Man, I got zero interest in that, huh?
No, absolutely not. No.
Those might be episodes, though.
I saw the first one. I didn't see Ice Cube's one. XXX2 State of the Union.
Trash. Come on.
I want to know what happened to Ice Cube's character, though. They killing him off?
No, maybe he's coming back. Maybe he's like the guy behind the desk. Maybe he's riding a desk. Oh,
man, after State of the Union, he's riding a desk for some reason? That's unfortunate.
Maybe he's one of the guys that brought you the 40-year-old virgin. That's who he plays.
So we're having this big discussion about like what we're going to do. We can't believe this is happening. It's ridiculous. And then there's like another snake attack.
Oh, right. Who gets it here?
Well, I don't know that anybody gets it here, but this is hilariously where the snake comes up and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm a snake. And he spits the monkey corpse at the English guy?
Well, yeah, because they're like, oh, this enormous snake is going to want a small dead monkey. And he's like, fuck you, man. I mean, like, people. I said Mateo.
Now we're under full snake threat. And like the snake busts through like the window of the boat to like get at J-Lo, but doesn't, but like stops.
This snake belongs in the Rainforest Cafe. He like comes out like, rah, 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 rah.
I'm going to take you to your table. Here's a bread basket while you wait.
Would you like to hear about our specials?
Isn't it gross how this restaurant is misty for some reason?
Yeah, you know what I want to eat dinner in? A fucking cloud of fake fog, okay? Yikes. So, oh, Rainforest Cafe, what a bad idea.
So, at this point, like the weird thing about this is, so shouldn't that snake be digesting Mateo for like 4 days?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the snake would not keep following them, killing them.
Ah ha ha ha.
Oh, all right.
Here's the thing.
What?
Dudes, why do you think I was pushing that scroll so hard? The last part of that scroll tells us that anacondas are not like other snakes where they just like eat and it's like cool, let it like sit in me for a little bit. These motherfuckers eat something and then they regurgitate it only to go on to continue eating things.
Oh, like a wealthy Roman citizen.
Yeah. exactly right.
Using the vomitorium.
Exactly right. So, like, Mateo, dude, he's fucking just puked somewhere in this,
oh,
in this
that's
river.
Unfortunate for Mateo.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah,
mean, like,
dude. He's now, but now, Mateo is fish food for other little creatures in the river.
And the circle of life continues.
Yeah, exactly. Kinda, that's what Elton John was singing about.
And that is the honor that we commit to the honor of that here at To Scale.
You get in that room and you throw up at To Scale.
I mean, the thing is, though, like, you keep thinking about what could have been for those three guys and where it all goes wrong.
That's
like that
true.
One shining moment when they had that snake.
These happy all days are yours and mine.
They're going back. They're having some cervezas. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, dude.
Everyone's getting laid that night. I would love that mini movie first.
Dude, an Anaconda prequel, the golden days of the Snake Boys.
Yes.
Snake Boys.
The golden days of the Snake Boys. Just call it that. It starts when they're all 14 years old.
Yeah, they have an adventure on train tracks.
Oh, I'm having my sexual awakening.
By fucking the snake.
Oh, Mateo, I think I got that girl pregnant.
Whatever. Is that you? Oh, no, it's a snake.
So, like, I don't know, man. Like,
well, so here's another great moment in the movie. The death of Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah, he gets it.
This snake bites him in the face.
Because the snake is attacking the whole barge at this point.
In this, like, right. Disney ride attack.
Yeah, it is.
It breaks his nose back into place.
Oh, man. Totally.
Oh, wow, you fixed it.
Oh, no, don't eat me.
But it's like bite in the face, like gets him, wraps him around and whatever. Like face snake, he's eaten. And yeah. this is like my favorite moment of the movie. The snake's like, all right, everybody, gotta go take a shit. I'll harass you later. And you see the underwater shot of this fucking computer swimming away. And this cartoon character, its belly, has the face of Owen Wilson stuck in the side of it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is not funny.
Hey, get me out of here, Wes Anderson. Save me from Anaconda.
I'm in a tight spot. Steve Zissou, where are you?
R.I.P., that character.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So we get to, like, a real all-is-lost, like, desperate moment.
Because Carrie Warren is, like, inconsolable because her boyfriend, who happened to be evil and a dick anyway, was killed by a snake, which is just
well,
desserts.
You know, Steve, love, the thing about love, Steve, is that it forgives so much.
Yeah. Especially when love has been eaten by a snake.
And now, like, they're, like, full panic mode against John Voight at this point, right?
Like, how are we going to do that? And it's like, you know what? The power of a sexy lady. So we cut to the scene where John Voight's like, I don't know, doing something in the cabin alone.
He's like touching the picture of the altar.
Oh, he's remembering the good days with the golden days of the Snake Boys.
Oh, I'll open To Scale and Slithers for you, Danny Trejo. Oh, Danny Trejo, I will not change the name of Slithers, even though I know I was against it, but Slithers was your idea, my friend. And to honor you, I'm going to put it on the sign. Welcome to Slithers. Every time the front door opens, it just goes.
But so then, like, in saunters J-Lo. And you're like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, this is weird. She's, like, clearly coming on to him.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get to see J-Lo and J-Vo get it on.
I would still be throwing up.
Yeah, I'd be vomiting is what I'd be doing if that happened.
Like an anaconda.
And so she's like, you know, the love of a good woman, and I'd be like, this, that, the other thing.
How could John Voight entertain this for even one second? Here's
the thing. Anytime a sexy lady comes up to you and mentions the love of a good woman, someone's about to hit you in the back of the head.
Yeah. Agreed. A woman that you've previously kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, in other circumstances,
no,
maybe
every circumstance.
Fair enough.
If a woman tells you you need the love of a good woman, you know, a sack of quarters is about to hit your head.
Best case scenario, really.
Or Ice Cube is going to sneak up behind you with a wrench and fucking try to hit you in the back of the skull.
And like, exactly. And John Voight realized, like, do you think I was stupid? And he pulls a gun on Ice Cube and then kisses J-Lo like, oh, I might as well get something for this fucking coup.
Take it where you can get it, thinks John Voight's
this
character.
This is for slithers.
He slithers his tongue out.
Oh, yeah.
So it turns out the slipperiest snake of all is J-Vo.
By the way, you just gave me a great thought. Imagine if the twist ending of this movie was it turned out John Voight was part snake the whole time.
Oh, that'd be great.
I would love it.
Yeah,
like
dude.
He escaped from the lab.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole other sci-fi
lab?
Movie.
No, oh my God, even better. Lab. At the end of the movie, they're about to kill him. And then he opens up his shirt and it's like Nightmare on Elm Street and all the snakes that he's killed. Yeah. In
all
life.
The souls of the snakes he's murdered through.
And a little guy like Cohagen or whatever. Yeah. Quaid. Wait, who had it in there? Who had the guy in his belly?
In Total Recall.
Was it Cohagen? No, it's not Cohagen.
It was some other dude. Oh, wait, Quato.
Quato.
Yeah,
it was
Quato.
Yeah, that could be there. Maybe Danny Trejo's face pops out,
too.
And he's like, oh, kill me.
Forget Slithers, kill me.
I got all these snakes in my belly. So the British guy knocks him over the head with a golf club, and they tie him up.
Of course he does.
And like Ice Cube is like, hey, let's kill this guy.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube is correct.
And Jennifer Lopez is like, no, we're going to turn him over to the – what would Cal want or whatever – or referring to Eric Stoltz's bullshit character who got us all killed in the first fucking place?
How about who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, let's think about what he would do and then do the – exact polar opposite.
I'm going to slit this guy's throat.
Turn him into chum.
Uh-huh.
Turn him into chum instantly.
Yes.
Just there's, you know what? Clearly, I mean, there's no authorities out here.
No.
This guy has no attachments.
This
the snake boys
no
are done.
ID, by the way. Clearly. His name, which is like Paul Serrano or some horse shit. That's fake.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you want to do it, you don't want to, you know, you want to be nice. You don't want to kill someone yourself. Tie him up completely. And I'm talking even around the neck because this guy's a wily bastard.
Sure.
And then dump his body in that bog and be done with it.
Let the anaconda take care
of it. Or tie him to a tree and leave
it.
That's the move.
That's terrifying.
That's the old, like, I'm too much of a chicken shit to do this. So I'm just going to let nature take its course.
Exactly. And that's it.
Whatever.
Or tie him to a tree and then cut his bowels out.
Oh, right.
That's what I would do.
What you don't do is tie him to the mast of your fucking boat and be like, we're going to turn you into the rainforest police or whatever horse shit we're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. What is the end game for not killing him, right? Like, where are you taking him?
Oh, dude.
Do you seriously want to deal with a trial about this whole snake misadventure?
I want to get the fuck out of the Amazon the second I get to dry land.
Not to spoil the movie, but we do encounter a native tribe. Maybe they want to tribe law to come into effect.
Oh,
I like that idea.
Make some fucking furniture out of this guy.
Yeah, or like shoot him with arrows or bash his skull in.
Oh, totally.
All that sounds great.
Any of that shit
like
sounds
you tell
awesome.
You tell the tribunal there. And
but you know what? If that's the case, though, that's how the movie needs to end.
That would be. Wouldn't it be like a haunting ending if it's just like he gets brought up like to this trial in this ancient civilization and they just beat him to death and it's just like this one shot. Of like behind John Voight's head, and like they just start beating him, and it pans back slowly, and it like slowly leaves the hut. And
fuck, goes back I'd love
the,
that.
And he's you just see the like 10 minutes,
and then
beaten to death,
and then a post credit sequence is John Voight, the ghost of John Voight's character, walks into Slithers, Danny Trejo's tending bar, and he's like, "What can I get you?" End credits.
Think about that.
Now, chilling
it's
ending.
An art movie. Now.
Anaconda needed to be an art movie.
Also, it's all in black and white.
You're setting up the sequel, Anaconda 2 Snake Bar. Which would be awesome.
Which actually is better than Anaconda 2.
Hunt for the Blood Orchid?
Which I've seen the same scene in two different hotel rooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a weird coinky dink that
I haven't seen a second of that movie.
Yeah, me neither.
But whatever. So we run into more vague boat trouble because that's what this movie's about. Like, oh no, the boat's caught on something else.
Yes.
And like, basically, it's hilarious because like Ice Cube and Jennifer Lopez is like, all right, our plan will be me, Ice Cube, and you, Jennifer Lopez, will go and tie one rope to this thing. And hey, British guy, that's super expendable. You go over there and do that yourself.
Exactly right.
And Carrie Wuer is going to guard the prisoner, which...
Also, it is revealed, like right before this whole thing, that John Voight is in fact the guy who put the wasp in Eric Stoltz's mask.
Oh, the poisonous wasp.
Oh, I'm going to get right in this swimmer's mask, eh? I'll nestle right in there.
Just mother. shrink down with this device I stole from Ant-Man.
The swimmer reminds me of my favorite short story by John Updike.
Yes.
Muffy and I have considered several nights just jumping fences and hopping in pools that aren't ours. Oh, poisonous wasp, you are the best.
So whatever. They do this stupid plan, and the British guy's like, really? Yeah, sure. Great. Great plan for you guys.
The British guy has my favorite line in the movie.
Good.
Because it's like he's given up on fucking everything. And they're like, all right, you go over there by yourself, swim 50 yards away and tie this rope there. And he's like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it. Like, what does it even matter? He goes... I was up all night picking leeches off my scrotum, this guy says.
Yeah. You know what, Snake? You can't get here fast enough, dude.
Yep.
Hey, boys, get on that British man's scrotum.
Yikes.
So,
my boys and I met a British man.
On a cruise ship.
Got to write about it in my diary. All the erections I've had. Willem Dafoe and Speed 2 Cruise Control.
There might be new listeners.
That's true.
So Carrie Werher takes this opportunity because he killed Owen Wilson to kill John Voight. And you know how you do that? Quickly and viciously.
Absolutely.
You got a steak knife. It's going right in his heart 14 times before he can open his fake accented mouth. Mm-hmm.
Instead, what happens is John Voight eats a magic Mario mushroom and super jumps up like a fucking Hardy Boy.
Well, he gets her. He's like, oh, she's like, I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch. And he's like, oh, you should never look in the eyes of those you kill.
Oh, right.
It'll haunt you forever or something.
Just ask me. You know, back in the day, the golden days of the snake boys.
God, just kill me already.
There was actually four snake boys. One of them... I looked right in the eye before I murdered.
He never made it to Snake Man. I'll tell you that much.
His name was Albert, and I cut his fucking throat.
But you're right. He does do this amazing scissor kick that John Voight never could do.
He so jumps up.
60-year-old ponytail John Voight.
He wraps his legs around this woman's neck and does the fucking tornado, whatever the wrestling move is.
Yes.
And pulls her to the... And you're just like, what the fuck? And then he wraps his legs around her, much like an anaconda.
Oh.
Or like Xenia on a top in Goldeneye and fucking strangles her with his kneecaps.
The sexiest Bond girl you ever saw, man. Mon ami.
Look at my magic thighs. Squeezy, squeezy.
Sorry, that was a legitimate reaction to squeezy. I just, squeezy.
My mission is to sleep with James Bond and implant the venom.
So she's dead.
So she's totally dead. The British, the anaconda shows up, obviously, at this point. Chases the British guy up a waterfall.
Oh, he sure does.
And the British guy tries to jump for it. The anaconda catches his cartoon in midair.
Two cartoons spiraling through the air.
I know, dude. It is some of the worst CGI in the whole movie.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh.
It is bad.
And the best part is, like, Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube were like, oh, no.
No. Wow, we totally didn't see that coming.
Oh, yikes. Oh, sorry about that, Dad from Jumanji.
We really thought you were going to make it. So they get on the boat. They find Carrie Wuer dead. They fight John Voight and kick him off the boat?
Well, no. So the snake attacks once again, by the way, after eating Chumley there.
Yeah.
And this is where Jennifer Lopez shoots it like three times in the head.
Oh, dude, it's great.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? Blowing my head away like this.
Let's count to three. Oh, no, those are bullets.
But this saves Ice Cube's life.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, Ice Cube's getting squozed by the snake, as it were.
And this is a great... See, this thing, the CGI looks so bad, but the puppet, that thing, it's pretty awesome, and those brains go splat.
It's totally fine.
And honestly, this... is where we should end it with the anaconda. But no, oh, but there's another anaconda.
Of course,
which
is.
Should have been the sequel title, Another Anaconda.
I know. Isn't this the same snake?
No, it's
brains pop out of its
this
head.
This is another
man.
One.
Did you see it die, dude?
It's what is brains this, Jason go- Voorhees snake?
I don't know. This movie's fucking terrible. Yes.
I don't know why, but my brains came back. And now I'm a zombie, just like a Jason lives.
Wait, so it's two snakes?
I'm pretty sure it's another snake.
I believe it's another
snake.
Oh, Lord. Well, so also, to answer your question about John Voight, though, it's another like, ha, 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 you may have shot the snake, but you didn't shoot John Voight. And then he's like, and Eric Stoltz has shot him in the back with a trank gun.
And again, Eric Stoltz, fucking use a dagger and go to town with him like, until he's dead.
This type of guy, you encounter this type of guy, you got to start stabbing until you see through him.
Yeah. Until he doesn't look like a person no more.
Did we learn nothing from Carrie Werher's heroic death? Like, you know what I mean? The woman was in Sliders and Thinner, and we're like, not even caring about this woman's death.
The body,
the salt on sea, by the way.
And the body count at this point, what does it matter? Listen, all your friends are dead.
Yes.
Kill this guy.
Yeah, just to be sure that he's dead, and then go on your merry way.
Like, no one's turning you in. Take a life.
Even if the rainforest police came in all their boats and whatnot, they took the boober and arrest you guys and try to, you have to explain your story. Guess what? You're fine. You can kill this guy.
Yeah, you're totally cool.
He's been trying to kill you for days.
He's killed 2 to 3 of your friends.
Yeah, at this point, like, it's fucking, it's defending justifiable homicide, rather. Mm-hmm. Now, this is, I mentioned, complaining about the CGI earlier in the movie. Before we get to, like, the final ridiculously stupid act of this movie, Ice Cube is backing this boat up. Did you guys notice this?
Uh-huh.
Like a shitty talk show.
You ever notice?
You guys,
you ever notice?
You hear about this? You hear about this?
You read about this?
Hey, did you guys hear about this? Ice Cube is backing this boat up, and they have this shot of the boat backing up. Mm-hmm. And this movie's so fucking cheap and stupid and lazy, it's actually a shot of a boat going forward. You know how I can tell? Because a fucking waterfall is falling up in the background.
No way, that's amazing.
Guaranteed. If you go, it's like an hour and 2 minutes in this movie or something. The waterfall is going up, my brothers.
Oh, wow. Maybe
we're entering the part of the forest where time goes backwards.
It's not a fucking Christopher Nolan movie.
Hey, it would be better. It would be a better movie.
Christopher Nolan's Anaconda.
Yep, where waterfalls go up, and it turns out it's all a dream.
Oh, Slithers, you've always been here.
Maybe it's all in Eric Stoltz's mind.
Oh, it's his fever dream while he's gotten. Yep.
I'm ready for the jump.
Hey. Why is the waterfalls going backwards? Oh no, it's a dream. I'm dead.
In this dream, I got to be in all the Back to the Future movies, and I was on Spin City.
Right, instead of going to the Slivers bar, he walks to the set of Back to the Future.
By the way, be jealous that you weren't in Back to the Future. Don't be jealous you weren't in Spin City.
Do you think Christopher Lloyd got him fired, by the way?
Bobby! It's about Marty! He's terrible! This kid sucks! This kid sucks a dog's ass!
Oh my god.
Imagine. Imagine
at
Christopher Lloyd.
Yelling at
turned
you?
Turned out to be a fucking set tyrant. Can you imagine?
I could.
Oh god, who do you want? Me? Or that fucking redheaded piece of shit? Bob Dale! Bob Gale, I'll burn your fucking house down. You replace this ginger piece of shit immediately.
I'm just like...
You want a small boy? I'll get you a small boy. What about that fucking kid from Family Ties?
Hey, Eric, come here. You'll never work in this town again. You crossed Lloyd.
You stepped on my fucking lines, kid.
Hey, I did a movie called Camp Nowhere. Guess where you're going to be living? Nowhere.
You'll be lucky to be wearing a wig in Pulp fucking Fiction. Get you black fucking medical book.
How about a little black acting book? Why don't you take a class?
Killing Zoe, you're killing this movie.
Hello, Michael. It's nice to meet you.
So, pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to work on the... I'm a very giving actor.
I'm such a quiet, nice, decent man.
Such a giving actor. I gave away weeks of my time. Now we have to reshoot.
That fucking Eric Stoltz.
Man, I'd love it if it. And that was the only time.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of the Reverend Jim episodes, he was a peach to, you know, work with.
The Dream Team.
My God, the Dream Team. The stories about how generous he was on the Dream Team.
But you ask him about Eric Stoltz and he flips the fuck out.
It sets him off, dude. His fucking top blows when he hears that name. Are you kidding me?
Try to go to the theater, have a nice night with my family, watching Anaconda. Fucking Eric Stoltz turned up. Do you have the audacity?
We're leaving! We're leaving!
It's like, wait, why did Christopher Lloyd storm out of that press screening?
Bend over and I'll show you!
God, I hope that's not true.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure it's fake.
I think that, like, Eric Stoltz just mildly underperformed. Like, hey, let's just bring in somebody else.
I think the story was Spielberg and Zemeckis were dissatisfied.
Yeah.
I'm sure Christopher Lloyd probably felt terrible about it.
That's the cover story. The Christopher Lloyd's weird prima donna epic meltdown on set.
Back to the Future. Love it.
Actually, it was so crazy. He actually killed the real Eric Stoltz.
Oh, God.
And Steven Spielberg paid out of pocket to commission an Eric Stoltz android.
All right. Because then that actually makes sense because in Back to the Future 2, they got a Crispin Glover android to play George McFly. And they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar on that one.
Oh, fuck. So they go to this abandoned snake factory?
I don't know. John Voight.
This is where I make my snakes. This is the snake lab.
John Voight gets the upper hand on both of them because they didn't fucking kill him. And they wake up like tied to a pole.
They kick him into the water.
Okay.
Which, like, that's not enough at this point.
No.
Because apparently you did murder that snake.
Yes.
I thought that snake was just stunned, but it turned out it was
But, like, murdered. He gets the upper hand. He ties them. Like, they get knocked out for some reason. And they... They wake up and, like, John Voight goes, monkey blood, and douses them with carry blood. Like, how many fucking monkeys are you killing, pal?
That's what he eats, I think.
Steve, you'd be surprised at how much blood a monkey can hold.
That's why he was never a guest star on Friends, because he's only trying to kill fucking little Marcel.
I love a kombucha monkey. I fuck snakes and I eat monkeys.
John Voight.
Man, he's a fucking jerk.
The bucket of monkey blood, though.
It's insane. And I wasn't paying attention.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, here comes the gasoline, you know? And I thought it was a thing where he was going to, like, use fire to attract the snake. I don't know what my thought process
sure,
was.
Sure, whatever.
And all of a sudden, it's just blood.
The moth snake. Very deadly.
So another anaconda shows up. This one's even bigger and badder than before. And J-Lo and Ice Cube get out. John Voight just gets eaten by a snake, right?
He gets eaten by the snake. It's going after them. They are trying to, like, blow up this smokestack or some such business.
This is the snake factory where they make the snakes.
Correct. Ice Cube is hacking at this thing with an axe that he finds.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why a snake factory needs an axe, but, you know.
I will say one thing. Jennifer Lopez at this point, like, she needs to be the... I mean, she did kill one anaconda, but I feel like she needs to be the one with the axe at this point, right?
She does.
It's her movie. Like, yeah. Ice Cube's badass. Like, he could do
she
other
She should
things.
Have more to do.
Yeah.
She's mostly just in distress. And the thing is, there's too much of a crew to kill, I guess. I mean, there should be a high body count, but you're right. They don't focus on her enough.
No, she's
more of an ensemble. It's like a Robert Altman. Robert Altman's
First
anaconda.
First and last time this comparison's made.
Oh, is this movie all one shot? Did I miss that?
Dude, you missed that part where Keith Carradine's just singing folk music?
Oh, this is based on a series of Raymond Carver short stories.
Because I'm easy. Just romancing Lily Tomlin. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's happening, man. Yeah.
That's why Lily Tomlin was the boatmaster. That makes so much sense.
Actually, on the sitcom that is The Snake Boys... Lily Tomlin is like the snake master, you know, like the boat master. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's something.
And she's like the teacher on, you know, what's that show? With all the girls there.
Sure, yeah, the girls.
Tootie and the rest.
Oh, Facts of Life.
Yeah, yeah, like the old
Mrs. Man. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett, of course. There it was. I couldn't think of it.
Oh, my girls.
I never saw.
Oh, my snake boys.
I never saw the Facts of Life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad.
Oh.
And that's how you get the Facts of Life.
Right. Just letting our audience know, hey, you know, because there's a lot of young folks, you know, because you know, We Hate Movies is a hip and with it program.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I feel you, youngsters.
Oh, please.
This is all half the audience born in the year of Anaconda's release.
Listen.
Yeah, it's
TV. TV happened before Wizards of Waverly Place.
Well, this is new media, buddy.
So what the fuck this snake? Oh, actually, the thing about the John Voight snake eating, though.
Please.
We got to talk about this, because what are we even thinking with this shit? As the snake is lunging down on John Voight, we get snake internal cam?
Yes, snake cam.
Yeah, the tummy POV. And by the way, too much snake POV in this movie to begin with.
That's exactly right. And then this inside, you see this big pink kite sort of fluff up.
I want to see John Voight go into like a double dare apparatus for this shot, because that's hilarious.
Exactly. And oh, it was so great. We're watching it at home, and like, I'm like, I got to watch Anaconda for the show. And my wife's just hanging out on the couch, like not paying attention, but she happens to look up at this shot and just goes, oh, well, that's disgusting. It goes back to the phone. It's so fucking unnecessary.
It's ridiculous. Yep. And then he gets thrown up later.
Yes, he is regurgitated because the snake is going to eat them.
Right, in front, you know, he spits him up in front of J-Lo, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then he winks, which is chilling.
It is one of the most famous perv moves in all of
Bat Cinema. Wait, he's still alive?
Yes, he's regurgitated. He's on his knees looking up at J-Lo and winks at her and falls over.
Oh, John Voight being regurgitated is him being in those National Treasure movies? Is that?
Yeah. Yes, regurgitated to be in those movies. Man, he sucks. He sucks. And actually, you know what? As recently as last year, uh-oh, the year of our Lord 2015, he's still starring in these Baby Genius movies.
What?
Yes. And this most latest one, it's like fucking Baby Geniuses in a space station.
Of course it is.
Wait, Baby Geniuses in a space station. Is that 2015 or 2016? Because we got January coming up.
Unfortunately, I do believe that it's 2015. Oh,
that's unfortunate.
We'll have another listener request month in March. So. Yeah.
Baby Geniuses and the Space Baby, 2015.
And adorable. Is that where they find the 2001 baby and raise it as its own?
Oh, my God. The Baby Geniuses discover the Star Child?
Yeah. Or maybe they have an existential crisis of where they are in the universe and what life is.
Exactly right.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hey, by the way, here's something you didn't see
coming.
So
smart, you know, they should contemplate philosophy. But continue.
John Voight back to theaters this holiday season, because somehow he managed to sneak his way into Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
What?
Whoa.
Yes, dude. Henry Shaw Sr.
Oh, he's probably the landlord.
He can't
keep it down out there with all those beasts.
I'll find them. Vote Trump.
I swear.
That's all. He just comes on the screen. It's Eddie Redmayne, you know, fighting a big beast, and he's like, vote Trump! Thank you! And then that's it.
Oh, and the conditions of the lease said, no pets, Mr. Redmayne.
Oh, I like that. That's a cute little line.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean,
however
he figured that out. But yes, vote Trump, of course. So he's vomited up. We're like trying to get out of this place. J-Lo's like climbing up the smokestack.
He's got Ice-T has an ice pick. Ice Cube has an ice pick or a pick axe into the snakes.
Because you just got finished killing Leon Trotsky. Right, right, babe? Huh? That's the news, and I'm out of here.
Speaking of vote Trump.
Right in the snake's tail and like nailing
it's like
it to
stuck
the
and yeah.
And like the snake's trying to get her in the
snow. It's crucified just like our Lord Jesus Christ, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that reference.
Mm.
Yes, for our sins.
For our snakes.
And then, like, Ice Cube's pulling a burn on this snake. And, like, J-Lo narrowly escapes and jumps out, and the snake explodes in the smokestack.
She's stuck at the top of the smokestack trying to get out of this fence door thing.
Yeah.
And she Ice Cube setting the charges, by the way.
Exactly. She should have more to do. And Ice Cube's just like, use that door. And she's just like, I can't do it. I don't know what's going on. Use that door.
Oh,
wait. And then it's just like, she just pushes it and it opens.
Yeah, I guess she didn't try that first.
Well, he's like, push it, the hinges, it'll break. Her line should be like, did you think I fucking tried that? You know what I mean? Like, and then, as opposed to, oh, wow, you're right. That's exactly correct.
As he jumps out, explodes. It's your action movie. I'm jumping away from something exploding.
Right, and it is fucking hilarious.
And this is stupid as shit because this whole thing explodes. It goes presumably, right up. You would blow up a snake with this force of this explosion.
These are zombies.
No, it's just on fire, and it's just like, ah, I'm a snake on fire.
Fire snakes! Well, because he's now... If they're zombie snakes, the only way to kill these things is by destroying the brain.
Exactly right. Right. And they learned that from the first one that they killed. And I literally thought that this was the same thing.
How do they finally kill this thing?
I think it's more, it's another axe job.
Oh, right.
It
keeps jumping up. That snake's got a final scare.
Gets him one more time.
Right.
Which is whatever. And then Eric Stoltz wakes up like, oh, man, is this movie going on out here?
What I miss?
Yeah.
Slept through it just like he slept through Back to the Future.
The fucking table reads. I saw you sleeping in that anaconda. Gave me flashbacks to the first three production weeks of my classic film, Back to the Future. By the way, next time I say, do you want to run lines this weekend? You fucking do it.
That's what it all was. He's like, hey, go to my house, run lines. And he's like, oh, I'm kind of busy, man. And that's it.
By the way, for more Christopher Lloyd impressions.
Sure.
LA Podfest, buy the streaming whatever account.
Oh, that's right. LAPodFest.com, live stream link. Our code, movies.
Yeah.
To get us on video yelling like Christopher Lloyd and Hulk Hogan.
Well, that'll be fun.
That's right, so brother.
As if anyone cared. That are like, oh, wow, what a great movie this was. And then the tribe that no one remembered, because this movie's been on for an hour and a half, and no one remembers why anyone was in the jungle in the first place.
You know what's funny? It was a lost tribe, but turns out they're the ones who were lost.
Aww.
And the tribe helps them and finds them.
And then,
Isn't that sweet?
She's like, oh, Ice Cube, go get your camera. And, like, they make the documentary anyway.
No.
These people would be vilified in the media. Like, oh, that new movie's coming out about that tribe. Isn't it that people that, like, killed all those other people? Like,
and they blew up that snake factory?
You know what I mean? Like,
put a whole village out of work?
It would be like Blair Witch, but with snakes, I guess.
Well, it is kind of like a found footage mentality of like, oh, fuck, there they are. I got to keep filming.
This movie could have easily been found footage.
Oh, I'm sure there's been a found footage snake movie by now. Wasn't there that found footage TV show, Lost River? Was that found footage?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was found to be instantly canceled. So I don't remember if it was found footage or not.
It was found dead on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Dead away.
Yeah.
This movie is a cool 89 minutes.
Ooh, I'll
give it that.
With credits, by the way, with all the title sequence and the scroll. So you were talking like an hour and 16 minutes of content, which I like.
Yeah, we just barely have a feature-length film on our hands here.
And that's, I mean, again, I want more. I mean, like, A, if you're going to ask me, Andrew, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
I want more movies like this. I want, but not like schlocky, shitty, winky sci-fi stuff.
Right.
I want a movie that's a little bit self-aware. It's not boring, but it's not like, it's not Sharknado, which I hate those movies. And I can't, not hate them in a fun way, but hate them in a, I just don't want to watch that movie.
Now, here's a confusing bit. And I guess it's because I think you got to work backwards here. So you go to the Tribune, and you want to figure... You're saying, Steve, like, I'd like more of these movies.
Sure.
So there's Anaconda's colon, The Hunt for the Blood Orchid,
which
2004.
Which I've seen in two different hotel rooms, the same scene.
Anaconda, colon, The Offspring from 2008. Anaconda's colon, Trail of Blood from 2009, right? But so when you look back at this list, though, it's followed by...
Mm-hmm.
So it's this movie's 97, followed by Lake Placid 99.
Oh, okay.
But you're like, well, how the fuck is that connected? You got to follow it all the way back up to 2015.
What?
Where there was a movie called Lake Placid versus Anaconda.
Wow. That's like a Freddy versus Jason kind of.
We were waiting for it for decades.
So the lake fights the snake.
Do the bats show up from Bats?
No, but Lou Diamond Phillips.
Arachnophobia?
Anaconda
versus arachnophobia?
I'll tell you this, though. Lake Placid versus Anaconda? Yeah, you better believe it's starring Robert Englund.
Oh, come on.
Totally.
That sucks.
So Steve would recommend it. Eric?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of a quintessential bad movie.
Sure.
It moves at a decent clip, and it's really dumb. So, if you're inclined.
I'm definitely recommending this movie. Like I said, it's a cool 89 minutes, and that's including all the credits. But also, again, it's a hangover movie, man. You can we can fall in and out of consciousness watching.
Apparently, they're all hangover movies to you.
Oh, that's
someone's
not
got a problem.
I would say, but to
hashtag someone's got a problem.
Reverse for Andrew. It's to, hashtag someone does have a problem. I think it's a drinking movie. It's not a hangover movie.
Uh-huh. I'm kind of for that too. Like you late at night, you're shitting around, you're spitting fire with your buds.
I think Eric and I separately, but both watch this in the morning.
I
watch
this at 7 a.m.
It's not a stone sober movie. Like I watched this yesterday at like maybe 11:30 in the morning, and it's like not for that.
Yeah, it was a nice like 8 p.m. start time.
Yeah, you're cracking some beers, you're hanging out. That's okay.
It was perfect.
Maybe you wake up and you're still drunk. Throw it on. It's the pre-hangover movie.
I've been there.
That's Anaconda from 1997, directed by Luis Yosef. If you want to get a hold of us and find out more information about the show, whmpodcast.com.
Oh, no, our new website is patreon.com/weamovies.
Well, no, it's not. There is indeed the Patreon, of course. Subscribe to the Patreon, support the show, get bonus content. That is patreon.com/weamovies.
Also, another little announcement. We have a new t-shirt shop.
Oh, right.
TeePublic, we partnered with. So teepublic.com/weamovies, and that's T-E-E.
Right.
public.com/wehatemovies. If you liked our show posters or maybe you were like, meh, I wasn't at the show, I don't want to have that post, you know, these are the same designs without the show dates on them that are you can buy on t-shirts, you can buy them on a mug, you can buy them on
and all of those designs,
the ton of shit,
all those designs done by the great Chris Walton.
That is right.
Great fan of the show, great friend of the show, at Chris Walton 73.
Mm-hmm. And that is his Twitter handle, right?
Yes, it is. Right. You could say that out loud, and maybe he'll show up
and say it three times. It's like fucking Beetlejuice. he'll pop into your living room.
He'll show up and design some fantastic art for you.
He will.
So, of course, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We are at WHM Podcast. Do not forget, gang, about the LA Podfest live stream. You go to lapodfest.com. Click on the live stream package. You can stream all the shows that are happening at LA Podfest, and you will see our pre-recorded show available to watch us talk about Suburban Commando live at the Hollywood Improv. Again, that's lapodfest.com. Be sure to use our promo code, by the way, which is MOVIES. MOVIES. Plug that in. Get $5 off the live stream pass for the festival. A lot of great shows going out there. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, and you can hear us and see us talk about Suburban Commando. So there is indeed that. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, next week on the program, the show rolls on, and I think at this point I can say it's 50-50. Chris Cabin will be here. And the episode is
Hollow Man.
Oh.
Bro, that's with Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Oh, he's Bacon. Not doing the shitty voice, though.
Oh, but he has a snake in his trousers, I'll tell you that.
Oh, like all invisible men before him, he sure does. So until next week with Hollow Man, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
Go on, babies. Back to your mothers.